Callisto. King Lycaon of Arcadia, who was turned by Zeus into a wolf, you may recall, during the early days of Pelasgian mankind, had a beautiful daughter called Callisto, who was raised as a nymph dedicated to the virgin huntress, Artemis. Zeus had long frothed with desire for this beautiful, unattainable girl, and tricked her one day by transforming himself into the very image of Artemis herself. She readily fell into the arms of the great goddess she followed, only to find herself ravaged by Zeus. Sometime later, bathing naked in the river, she was seen by Artemis, who, enraged by her follower's state of pregnancy, expelled poor Callisto from her circle. Alone and unhappy, she wandered the world before giving birth to a son, Arcas. Hera, never one to show mercy to even the most innocent and guileless of her husband's lovers, punished Callisto further by transforming her into a bear. Some years later, Arcas, now a youth, was hunting in the forest when he came upon a great she-bear. He was just about to launch his javelin at her when Zeus intervened to prevent an inadvertent matricide and raised them up into the heavens as Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, the constellations of the Great Bear and the Little Bear. Hera, still angry, cursed these constellations so that they would never share the same waters, which, I am told, explains their permanently opposing circumpolar positions. In fact, Callisto does double duty in the heavens as she lives on as one of Jupiter's moons,